In a scene that was repeated at polling places all across Massachusetts this morning, 40 people were in a line that stretched down a hallway at the Springfield Boys and Girls Club waiting to vote when the polling place in the gymnasium opened at 7 a.m. A steady stream of voters followed throughout the morning.
Busy day in the neighborhood, huh?
It's crazy.
Great.
Longtime Ward 2 election warden Joseph Campbell used one word to describe the voter turnout.
Excellent, excellent. Especially in Precinct 2B, as you can see. Yes.
Campbell predicted voter turnout in his precinct could top 70%. Springfield Election Commissioner Gladys Oyola said voting citywide is exceeding her expectations for a 60% voter turnout. 14 of the city's 60 polling places had called for additional ballots to be delivered as of 10 a.m. Oyola said no polling places ran out of ballots and there have been no reported problems with voting. Mike Scully of Springfield said he was excited to vote.
Yeah, this has been a crescendo, building to a crescendo all through the summer and everything. So I'm just glad to have it done with and have my voice heard.
Walter Widget of Springfield said he voted a straight Democratic ticket. He said he was persuaded by Elizabeth Warren's message in the U.S. Senate campaign.
Because I like her, I like what she stands for, and I think she's the person that's going to fight for us.
Robert Lynch, who said he's a Democrat, voted for Republicans Mitt Romney for president and Scott Brown for Senate.
Because I think he's an independent thinker, and he voted like 43% of the time for the Democrats and 57 for the Republicans. I think that's what we need, somebody to go across the aisle and not just be partisan all the time.
Virginia Bailey split her vote. Although she voted for the re-election of Mr. Obama, she went with Brown for the Senate because of his position on one issue.
He doesn't want our taxpaying dollars to go to illegal immigrants, and I don't agree with that. If I did anything illegal, I'd be in jail. So why do they got to get, you know, sleight of hand and be, you know, get passes all the time? So what's right is right.
At the age of 32, Amy Green of Springfield became a first-time voter today when she cast her ballot.
My kids seemed to be more into the whole election and had more of an opinion, and it was more family discussion with us. So my kids technically voted today for me.
Green said her four children, ages 10, 8, 6, and 4, persuaded her to vote for President Obama and Elizabeth Warren because they seem to care more about families like theirs. Polls in Massachusetts are open until 8 p.m. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.